And again, the reason why I want to train on this so badly is because after spending last weekend, not this past one, but the one before in Lubbock with Ray, and watching what he did over a period of, you know, he flew in town, and between the time he flew in town and the time he came to the opportunity meeting, he had like 8 or 9 people already in attendance at the op meeting. 2 people he met at dinner that night couldn't come to the opportunity meeting. They were in their 20s, early 20s. And so he invited them to come to the training the next day, and they showed up at the training. They didn't know anything about Mantic except what they heard from Ray Robbins. So what do you think Ray had to do or could possibly do just meeting some people who are eating dinner at the same restaurant he was eating, and he just shared with them for 5-10 minutes, and what did he have to do to get these 2 people to dedicate a Saturday morning to go to a training? Think about it. I mean, it's not just, you know, this isn't just hocus-pocus stuff. It's not magic. It's just, what are we doing that's not effective? Because when I heard Ray's story, I just kept looking, and I looked at the rest of my organization out there, and I said, just Ray himself had more people in attendance than my entire organization in Lubbock area. And I thought to myself, I thought, what am I doing wrong that they're not getting this? Because it starts with leadership. So I started looking at, well, how am I showing up? How am I doing? Because I even talked to people. Of course, I went out to dinner Friday night, and I invited a guy. I talked to him. I gave him a card. But I didn't even think about inviting him to the training on Saturday. Why not? See, those things wouldn't even, they didn't even cross. So I started going, Mary Jo, you're thinking too small. You want as much exposure for a new person as possibly can have. Don't judge for yourself what's the best exposure to have. Just get the most exposure. Being a part of a big group, getting in some great training, because we knew there's personal development training there. And, of course, Ray signed up all that. I mean, he signed up a ton of these people as well. He signed up all the people that showed up at the training. There were 4 of them that weren't even registered yet with the company that came, that all of them signed up as associates. And I know 2 of them committed to being at Manifest. So that's all in a period of, what, a period of 5 hours. So what do we need to be doing differently? And he taught this whole concept of capture the imagination. And I think this is where a lot of us are failing. I know for me it was. Because I tend to go out there and I tend to want to give everybody a lot of information. And that's where we go wrong. It's like, and Ray made the comment. He said, don't give someone a drink by giving them a fire hydrant, right? You know, when we meet people, they need a drink. They need a taste. They need a sampling. They don't need the fire hydrant. But we have a tendency, because we know so much, that we just are over-exuberant with all the information we have, and we just absolutely, it's like burying them under lava from a volcano or something. And it's inappropriate, and it's, how are you finding it? I find it ineffective. Now, some of you go, well, Mary Jo, but you're so successful in Manitech. What do you mean ineffective? Well, you know, trust me, it's ineffective. And in today's world, maybe it would have worked, you know, 15 years ago a little bit, because you're coming with all your excitement and exuberance. But today, people don't want lots of information. They really, it's amazing how many people I talk to for less than 5 minutes, and they're in. They're making a decision based on you, your heart, the few things you have to say, and they don't want to, because people today, you know, the statistic out there is something like 80% of the people will prefer buying something by word of mouth, by one-on-one person, than they will ever buy any kind of advertising, published advertising. So their trust, they're basing it on trust. So the relationship needs to be a one of trust. But the other thing we need to recognize is that people aren't going to move forward. If you want to bring them in as a business builder, if you want to bring them as a mentor, I mean a co-partner, potentially even be a mentor of yours, but you know, as somebody that you really want to partner in this business with, you want to have as a champion on your team, what you need to do is you need to capture their imagination. And that's not always easy to do, is it? Well, let me suggest it's easy not to do, because we like to tell so much instead of ask. And capturing the imagination a lot of times starts with a little bit of asking. Now, I started off today's call with the concept, you know, on the outline that really doesn't come from Ray's training, the number one, but it's so critically important for me to highlight this to you, because finding a prospect's need is an absolutely terrific first step. It's something, because if you can show them how this opportunity can meet their need, you've got them. Because that's really capturing their imagination as well. It's not, they don't have to, they didn't have an answer, and they're looking, you have this solution. And when you can come from solution, you're going to always grab somebody's attention. So, but is it always necessary to do or essential as a first step? No. It just gives you a much shorter path to get them started. So you can, and how do I capture somebody's need? How do I find out somebody's need? Well, that takes conversation. That takes asking questions, asking great questions. You know, what do you do for a living? I'll give you a hint. This past week, I did a 3-way call with a gal, and I talked about, what do you do for a living? She told me about her job and all the hours she works. And I said, so do you love what you do? And she said, well, she says, I really like the money a lot, but no, I'm not really satisfied with my job. I really, if I could get the money and not do that job, that would be ultimate. And I said to her, my question was this. I said, my response to her was this. I said, well, you know what? You fit in the 75-80% of Americans that don't like their jobs today. We work a job for the sole purpose to get income to help us stay alive, to help us survive, to help us live the lifestyle that we've set up for ourselves. That's why we do the job. I said, so what if you could find something you love to do every day and you could make endless money? Would that be something you'd be interested in looking at? You get it? Now, I don't know what her why is yet, but it's like that's the question. And she told me that she had two children. One was 13 and one was 8. And so I got in the conversation, I got to say this. I said, so what you're doing right now, it's allowing you to meet the needs that you have. But in 5 years from now, what does your life look like? And I just was quiet. How many times do we ask that question? You see, what happens is you want to build people a vision of where are they going to be in 5 years. And where could they be in 5 years? Wouldn't it be great if you, in 5 years from now, you would have endless funding for your kids' college education? So you wouldn't even have to think about it. And she goes, oh, my gosh, what a blessing it'd be. I said, great. And you don't have to punch a clock. You don't have to show up. You don't have to do something you don't like to do 8 to 10 hours a day just for money. So you see what happens is you start building an opportunity here because but I didn't know what her need was. I just listened to her conversation. I asked some pertinent questions there. So once you discover, but if you find out the college funds for the kids, when I find out somebody has a 13-year-old kid, I know in 5 years they're going to be sending that kid to college or hoping to. They don't know how it's going to happen today. So many parents just sit there and they go, I have no clue. With the cost of what education is today, how do you do it? I look at some of these bills that these people are paying on an annual basis for college education. I remember when I went to school, of course, that was many moons ago. It was $278 to go to, that was my cost for a semester. Now I had to pay for, that's tuition, $278 at a University of Wisconsin-Madison. Big Ten school, $278. When I went to law school, oh my gosh, it doubled. It went up to $580 a semester. You know what the costs are today? I don't even want to mention it. It's so outrageous. But the difference is so huge, and people just don't see where the cash flow is going to come from. And you have the perfect vehicle to provide all of that and more, right? So we need to be in the realm of how can I capture their imagination? How can I capture and paint a picture for them that's about them? So you all need to become artists in your approach when you're working with people. Capture their imagination. Paint that picture. What does your life look like in 5 years? And is that, whatever they want, a part of it? If they keep doing what they've always been doing. And, I kept reiterating, here's just another concept for you. I wasn't asking this lady to quit her job. I just said to her on the phone, I said, you know what, I'm not asking you to stop your job because you got cash flow going. But why not start doing something different so that you can truly create a huge difference in your life? And eventually say goodbye to something you absolutely don't like to do, right? So it's a vision. It's a concept, and it's not a fearful thing. It's something that they can do on a limited basis to start. So it, it's, and you know, I got off the phone with this gal because I had to run, and of course, what do you think happened? She signed up and she's ready to go, and she's so excited, and you know, we're going to go help her out. She's in the Austin area, and what a blast. We're just going to have run with this with the wind. But she got it. And the person that was doing the three-way with me told me, Mary Jo, the number one reason is when you asked her, so what does your life look like in 5 years? That really caused some depression. So maybe we need to start using some of that languaging that will work better for us in doing that. Just concept. Now let's jump in. This is the rest of this is going to be all from, I just wanted to help you with, you know, some of that bare bones basics about finding needs and being able to use languaging that works with people so you can be more effective. Because that's all this, you know, we all are loving our business. We love Manatech. We love the products. We love the opportunity. But it's just how do we get out there and be more effective with people so people see a vision? And it may not even be, you can sit back and go, well, but Mary Jo, I'm not even making enough money to send a kid to college. So what? Does that mean people that you get on board are not going to be capable of doing that? No. Don't let your own limitations you've put on yourself limit other people, or it'll continue limiting you forever. Because those are the kind of people you need in your organization in order for you to make the unlimited income. So don't keep limiting yourself and your leverage and your capacity by thinking about what you have or haven't done. Number two, capture the opportunity. So this is the first one. Ray Robbins talked about capturing the opportunity. Know that you come bearing gifts. So that when you look at it, you're coming bearing gifts to them. These are gifts that we give to people. They're gifts of a better life. They're gifts of better health. They're gifts of being able to be part of a mission greater than they have today. So keep that in your head about what is the opportunity you're talking about that you're bringing to them. People can have advancement and improvement in their lives. They can. It's a change. It's an answer to prayer. People look at this and they say, you know what, I've been praying about this, and you know, and all of a sudden this came in my way. In fact, the woman that I was just talking to, I did the three-way call. Let's bring up, just because it's recent so I can bring her up often, but she told the associate of my downline who was doing the three-way call with me, she said, you know, just the other day, like a week, just less than a week ago, she had a dream because, and it didn't even come up in this call, that she loves painting. And she had a dream where she saw herself on a beach next to her beach house, and she had her easel out there, and she was painting with the waters lapping on the beach. She had this dream. So what perfect timing. But I think a lot of people still dream. It might not be in their subconscious, only comes out at nighttime. But, you know, it's out there that people have, there is something better out there. And if people aren't dreaming, you want to help them dream again, because that's critical for all of us. Opportunity for better health, better income, you know, help support, you know, developing your personality better, spirit, greater spirit, a much more positive attitude towards life, towards everything around you. And, of course, the personal development that goes on is second to none. I mean, I just, one of the things I admire so much, and Kiyosaki says it as well. He says, you know, I love the network marketing model, but he says, and it's not about the income and the millionaires that it's created, because it's created more millionaires than any other model. He said, the most important thing to me is their commitment to self-development. He says, we don't see that in any other industry, but in network marketing, it's a number one core principle to network marketing. So, you know, how can I grow in myself to be a better person? How can I grow and have a better image? How can I get rid of my Gilligan Islands perception of millionaires so I'll never become one, because all I think about is how they're selfish people. They're like the guy at Gilligan's Islands was, Thurston the Third or whatever his name was. For those of you who are too young to understand what Gilligan's Island is, you know, there in everyone, didn't MASH have some guy who was really wealthy too? All those shows all had people. They had one character somewhere that was like this millionaire or wealthy guy, and he was always picked on and made fun of, and they were always, his characteristics were typically very negative. And all that did was program you to believe that's what millionaires are like, right? And it's sad, because it freezes you from ever getting there or accruing wealth, because your own subconscious says, I'm not going to be like that. You don't even hear it, but it's yourself. You've trained it and taught it and fed it. So much programming being done without you realizing it. So anyway, involved in bigger, something bigger than self, which is what we have in Manitech. That's the opportunity you have to present. So fall in love with that opportunity and have the joy of your heart to be able to present that to people, because they're looking for something. Everyone in the world's looking for these things. It's just, are you getting that? Are you creating the concept and building, and stories tell a lot, but you want to capture their imagination. Okay, so secondly, why in the business? When you talk about the business, what are you talking about when you talk about why home-based business? And Ray brought up a great fact. He said, you know, the federal government publishes that for every $100,000 you make, you're going to pay $8,000 more as an employee than if you're self-employed. $8,000 more in taxes every year as an employee than if you're self-employed. So multiply that out by 40 years of work service. And that's a lot of money, like $320,000, right? A lot of money you throw away to the IRS just because you choose employee versus entrepreneur. Of course, through the model that we have, you have this increasing residual income potential, which is awesome. I love it because it speaks in so many ways. In other words, it's not just about, you know, getting repetitive income coming in to support you, but it's also like when you have obligations out there. Like, I love to tell people the story. I when I talk about my husband, when we were looking at his retirement about 6-8 years ago, I started getting him to start putting money in his retirement because he hadn't done any of that, and he's 5 years older than I was. So to give you some perspective, he turned 65 this year. So back when he was like 57 or so, I'm saying, well, Hugh, maybe we ought to shelter some of our income as well as help you build a retirement. So he said, well, great, but where are we going to get it from? Because his job, he was working in a JOB, and guess what? He was living paycheck to paycheck based on the few obligations he had around the house, because I took on most of those because of my income being considerably more. But he was just kind of, that's how he kind of lived his life. There was no extra cash. So I said, well, let me see if I can help you. So I helped build his position to executive director in my downline. And that allowed $2,000 a month to go into, and that's what he could put in based on being over 55, and he could put in an extra $5,000 a year or whatever it was. So it was right around $20,000 that he could put in himself as a donation to his retirement account. And so we started maxing out his entire retirement contribution. Now, considering we started at nothing, but Manitech provided us. So it didn't come out of my pocket. It came, Manitech basically built my husband's retirement account. And today his retirement account's over $300,000. What an incredible process to go through from nowhere in a period of about 7 years, right? But so it's wonderful that you have this residual income stream that can help you. If your retirement funds is something you have, then you can have that money used to contribute to a retirement account or whatever. So it's whatever it can do to pay, can pay off your mortgage. If you have a mortgage in your house, dedicate it to the mortgage. You never make another mortgage payment because Manitech's doing it. You follow? It's just wonderful. So these are capturing people's imaginations and what they, because when you give them ideas or concepts like that, they start thinking about what they would do in their own life to do that, you know. And Ray also loves to tell people about, he brought this up, about this whole retirement enhancement income millionaire. And he says, you know, residual income, if you wanted to have $1 million, if you wanted to have $1,000 a month come into your pocket, $1,000 a month, so that'd be $12,000 a year, you would need today $1 million in a bank account because they're only paying about 1.5% interest rate. And that would be equivalent of about $1,000 of income a month. $1 million in a bank is going to pay you out $1,000 a month. So how long would it take you to get $1 million in a bank account? That's after-tax dollars. You'd have to save $50,000 a year after tax for 20 years, and you would have $1 million. Now, is that easier to do or harder to do than merely jumping on board with us in this incredible business model and finding 60 people, getting the national director status, and making $1,000 a month? What do you think? Which one's easier? Isn't this incredible? It's a great comparison. It's a great picture, another great picture to build, capture somebody's imagination. So think about that as well. When we talk about time freedom, that this entity gives us time freedom, the Ray loves to talk about, he says, how many hours, he asks these people these questions, how many hours do you have in a week? And most people, you know, my math mind immediately went to 24 times 768. Well, most people in the room can't do math that fast, and they've never thought about it, but Ray always laughs. He goes, no one's ever been able to give me that answer. And he says, it's 168 hours. And he goes, you know what's beautiful about this business? I own all 168 hours in my week. Boy, that's a visual, isn't it? I own 168 hours, all my hours, every week. I get to choose what I do, when I do it, what I want to do, whether I want to do or not do. I get to sleep when I want to. I get to travel. I get to do. He says, it's a beautiful lifestyle to be able to own 168 hours a week, your entire week. Now, there's another perception you can give somebody. Great. Again, a story behind it to get them into that thought process. And then we can talk today about why home-based business, the economy, the instability, job insecurity. And I, you know, if you, oh, that's right, I do the talk tomorrow night, but it's no longer broadcast. But I put together a whole new presentation that centers on this demographic cliff we're coming to. The one I talked about last week or the week before when I reviewed the Network Marketers Convention, the demographic cliff that Harry Dent talks about, which is about how these baby boomers are all sinking into retirement now, and this is going to cause us a 10-year relapse in our economy. We're going to lose jobs. We're going to, you know, the economy's going to go sour from 2016 to 26 is this projected time period based on demographics. Well, knowing that the top economists in the country are pointing this out, why are we sitting back and thinking our job's going to be where we have economic stability over the next 10, 15 years? We want to find something that gives us that. And there's one industry that always takes off and does extremely well. It's counter-cyclical, and it's called network marketing. And that's why you want to look at this and bring this up with people. I think I did a training on ManaTrain somewhere out there on this exact topic as well years back. But, you know, you don't have stability in your job. You could get fired tomorrow. And I think I talked last week about a gal that we think's losing her job. She needs to make $60,000-$70,000, and she's like all gung-ho. She was kind of piddling in Manatech before this. Guess what? She's seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. She doesn't know if she has 6 more months or 12 more months, but it's going to happen, and she is all in. So, because there's no stability in that job. All right, capture with the why in direct sales. You can talk, so everybody got that. Capture with the business model. You got to talk about these things with people. And again, here's another thing Ray said, and I think it's really important. Don't take my outline today and all the notes you've done and go and talk to somebody and spend an hour going over every one of these with them. These are concepts that you need to be able to pull from at any moment's notice, so have them down pat. Understand them so that when somebody brings something up, you can help capture their imagination with these ideas. Because I think the power of being able to own 160 hours a week is pretty awesome. I mean, I think the concept of $50,000 after taxes for 20 years to get your $1 million so you can have a $1,000 cash flow when all you need to do is become national director, find 60 people, and you don't do that yourself. You find four who find four who find four, all of a sudden you're national director. That's all you got to do, and you're making $1,000. You can do that in 1 month. The other takes you 20 years, right? So, I mean, these are concepts to be at your fingertips. Why direct sales? Less expensive to get in, of course, than any other business opportunity. There's no barriers to entry. That's what we always tell people, $4.99, and you're a champion all-star ready to tackle this business. Training, right? We have great training out there. Ray brought up, he got the information from the IBM School of Professional Selling. And they had 8 steps. And let me run through these quickly with you. You can put 8 steps after. It's not actually in the outline. It's just under the 4B training. The 8 steps out of the IBM school. Number one is IBS. IBS stands for the initial benefit statement. In other words, that's what they teach. They teach to capture the imagination. Exactly what we're talking in here. Capture the imagination. It's the first thing you do. Secondly, you talk features. Third, talk about the benefits. Fourth, do a trial close. See where they are. 5, probe. Ask questions. 6, listen. 7, counter their objections, and then 8 is to do the final close. Those are the 8 steps. I'll do it one more time. IBS, initial benefit statement to capture their imagination. So that's he just supports everything he trained on. 2 is features. 3 is benefits. 4 is the trial close. 5 is start asking those questions, probe. 6 is listen. 7 is counter any objections. And then 8 is close. So you got 8 steps. IBS, features, benefits, trial, close, probe, listen, counter, objections, close. There you go. That came out of the professional selling, IBM School of Professional Selling. All right. Leveraging is critically important, too. I love to tell people, I said, you know what? What's your preference? Would you rather make, you know, so many dollars an hour and get paid on 40 hours a week, or would you rather go out and find, you know, a few people out there, and maybe you get up to 20, 30 people, and now you're going to be making, you're going to be paid on 40 hours a week of 30 people, or 1,200 hours. Do I want to get paid on 40 hours or 1,200 hours? Your decision. But that's another great concept. Leverage, it's called. And I love to talk to people about leverage because I believe it in every aspect of my life. I mean, I went out there, you know, once you have the income potential from Manatech or some business like in this industry where you have some cash flow that you can use to invest in alternative investments, I bought 7 properties. One of mine is a fourplex. I went and borrowed the money from the bank. I had to put $20,000 down, okay, on a fourplex, right? I make, after all expenses, mortgage, taxes, all, you know, upkeeps, everything else, I make about $700, $800 on a monthly basis on a $20,000 investment. Making $9,000 a year is pretty darn good. What do you think? But that's not all I make, because my tenants in that building are paying off the mortgage for me. Do you follow me? So not only am I making almost a 50% return on the cash I invested because of leverage, but I'm also watching this asset accumulate great value over time because somebody else is paying off the mortgage. Would anyone like to see that happen, right? It's awesome. It's just a great, that's called leverage. You do the same leverage occurs in network marketing when you're leveraging with people. You can leverage with income, money. You can leverage in so many ways. But the idea is build that around you. It's just much more profitable to do it that way. And that's what makes this business so great. Duplicatable, you can help anyone. Low overhead, you have virtually none. Your choice, because you're doing a home-based business. The company handles all the admin, like shipping, payouts, training, all of that. Time freedom, I love to talk about time freedom. I love to talk about being able to take off and go on in the mission field anytime I want, travel around the world. I set up a foundation for coaching, so I get to do family coaching anytime I want. It just frees your time. It's, again, the concept that I own 168 hours a week. You work with who you wish, so you can go out there and pick your partners. You don't have to, you know, it's not going to, you're not going to, you don't have to find a boss that you don't like. You don't have to find people you work with that you don't like. You can pick whoever you want to work with, part-time or full-time, your decision. Right? And one of the benefits here, why direct sales too, here's another benefit that I came up with that I love because it's happening. I look around my family today, my niece, my nephew, my stepdaughters and their husbands. It's unbelievable. I have created this monstrosity of entrepreneurs. I've been able to help, because of the cash flow, I've been able to help them start their own businesses. One of my kids bought a Century 21 in Georgetown, Texas. I helped finance 100% of that up front and over the first few years. And these guys now own the franchise, not just in Georgetown, but all of Austin, Texas. It was a minnow swallowing a whale. And the kids are doing terrific. Isn't that awesome? I mean, you just look at what you were able to help create in this entrepreneurial world. My other son-in-law is running a carpet cleaning business. I helped him buy his first few trucks and get him off the ground and running. Today, he's doing between $1 million and $2 million in volume on an annual basis in his carpet cleaning business. And he's got, like, I think, up to 10 trucks or 11 trucks, something like that now. I mean, these are the things we get to do. And now my stepdaughter came over to me and she says, Mary Jo, I want to build a birthing center. She was a doula and she became a midwife and now she wants a birthing center. So we went out and we're looking at properties, putting business plans together, and it's going to cost her $50,000. I'm going to help finance part of that for her to get off the ground and running, and she's entrepreneurial or owning her own birthing center. This is capture the imagination. What the freedom and flexibility of this industry does to help you and your family and people you love. Why choose Manatech? Only $499. Return on investment's greater. You can talk about the endless power bonus. I love that. For those of you who are brand new in the business or new since we have this endless power bonus, you don't get that concept. But in the past, we only could ever earn the power bonus once. Now we can earn it over and over and over and over again. And that extra $400 every month is a great thing. It just takes signing up for All-Stars. And today my whole approach with people is all-star, 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 all-star. I don't talk about anything else but the all-star. Now, somebody can fall back on me and not and come in at the 100 level, but it's all-star, all-star, all-star. For people who have the vision, and for the people, I put it different. It's not for the people who have the vision. It's the people who with whom I'm able to capture their imagination. Those are the people that come in at $499. Team bonus, we have 4 free discount program for customers. The purpose that we have, our huge mission, M5M, that's why you want. We have a phenomenal tools in the library.manatech and all the capacity to send out every kind of video, tear sheet, whatever, to any person anywhere, so it's easy to share. Seamless comp plan all over the world. You can have people all over the world join you. Huge incentive for people. Wellness industry is tops, especially with the baby boomers now all entering retirement. That's going to be one of their number one top places they spend dollars in their retirement area, and the blockbuster real products we have. The next concept is why supplement. If that gets to be an issue for you that you need to discuss with them, U.S. is 72nd healthiest country in the world, and that's an old statistic Ray used, so the updated one is it's worse than that. I think we're in the 80 or 90 category now. But the one that I like to use is that out of all the 18 industrialized nations, we have the worst health in the United States. Why do you think that's true? Why? I mean, we always claim this number one in the world, but we're 18th in health. Why? Because we don't believe that we need to prove that foods are healthy before we put them on the grocery store. It's the other way around. We as consumers need to prove that they're not, and until we prove that they're not, our food companies can put whatever they want on the grocery store. That's the attitude. You know, there's a bill right before Congress right now, all of you need to know about, in the United States of America that's been proposed that will stop all the states that are passing these GMO restrictions. They're going to basically override states and say, you cannot do that. They have a bill in Congress to do that. They're saying there's no proof out there that genetically modified foods are bad for the body, even though there's study after study, even that long-term study in France that showed all the rats developed tumors after eating genetically modified corn. There's plenty of information. And listen to this, people, just so you get a perspective. All the other, like 16 of the developed nations have a prohibition on genetic modification. Our food companies today in the United States are shipping healthier foods overseas because foreign countries refuse to take things that are contaminated by Roundup and have genetic modification. So our food companies are making healthier foods to ship overseas and they're feeding us. We're the rats. We're the guinea pigs. We're the experiment. It's incredible. But I don't want to go. I mean, it just frustrates me. No get up. The USDA tells us to take 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a huge statistic people need to know about. JAMA tells us to supplement today because, you know, first time they've ever, American Medical Association ever came out and made a suggestion that that could be something we would do. We spend 90% of the money we spend on food today is on processed foods. We live fast-paced lives here. And then, of course, all the documentaries are wonderful. Why Manatech products? All of you are very well versed on that, but that's important for helping people create their imagination to really understand it. Real food versus synthetic, why synthetic are bad. Ambertose complex for cellular communication. That's gigantic because that is our science. That's the science of nutritional glycobiology is our science that we create. appreciated. There are a couple of references there for healthcare practitioners, longevityeducation.com, ed.com, or Harper's Biochemistry. All of the cognitive studies are phenomenal coming out of Australia. Manatechscience.org, great place to send people, understand our science. The six-month guarantee, money-back guarantee is incredible. And make sure, somebody called me the other day because they were looking at the boost information on Navigate, and they said, how come it's 180 days? Well, in different countries, they don't have the same guarantee. Like in Mexico, I think it's 180 days, Australia, 180 days, but the United States has six-month money-back guarantees. So the best month guarantee is here in the U.S. Company's 20 years old and over $4 billion in sales already, huge lab and quality control that we have. And don't forget also the National Academy of Sciences piece. Ray didn't have that on his list, but I'm just suggesting that's another great piece to capture someone's imagination about what we do have here at Manatech. That's so awesome. So we are done. I hope that somewhere in the call today you felt your imagination captured. Because this is the information that you want to start telling stories of. And you don't have to have your own story. You can go and share even Mary Jo's story about my whole family and what my stepdaughters look like and my son-in-laws look like today and my niece and my nephew and this what we can create. You can take anyone's story. It's just you need to have a story. Talk about capturing somebody's imagination, but help them capture in their life what that could mean for them. Stories sell. Facts tell, stories sell. But don't forget to ask them some great questions. And one of those great ones, what does your life look like in 5 years? It's a great question. And if people want to address it and they're ready to move, that's the person you want to find. If people just laugh at you and they go, blah, 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 you know what? You probably got the wrong person. You maybe want to start talking more about consumption with them. So, but it's important that we go out there and open up the door, capture, do as much energy as we can to capture their imagination. And it could be in any one of these categories, but you want to be well-versed to be able to move from one to the other in with a lucid approach with somebody to be able to say as little as possible, but watch their response. Get the response by capturing their imagination of what their life could be if they just chose to do something different. Okay? Any questions, comments, anyone? Did this help any of you guys? I loved it when Ray did it. Maybe it was just because I said, that's probably not what I'm doing very well today, and I need to do more of that.
This is great.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ann. I've been doing this business for, you know, a while. And, you know, I kept thinking what was so great about this talk was, you know, captured my imagination. And you have to capture, I think I have to capture my own before I can capture.
I'll play ditto to that. Yeah, right. If you're out there in the doldrums not believing in the business or having downsides, you're never going to capture somebody else's.
No.
So you've absolutely, thank you, Anne, for that comment. And that could apply because you're the teacher of the moment for everyone else on the call right now because some of us, we get discouraged. And then, you know what? How are you going to capture anyone's imagination when you're out there being discouraged? Come from a different place. It's just a choice. It really is just a choice.
But right? You may not realize that you don't have, your imagination has suffered a bit.
Yeah, right.
You know?
So maybe this topic should be Recapture Your Imagination. How's that for a new title for the topic today? Great. Good. That's great. That's what happened with you today. That's super. Thanks, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mary Jo?
It did a lot the same for me, too.
Great. Thank you, Melinda. That's wonderful. Yep. Who else?
Mary Jo, I just wanted to say that 180 days is also in Canada.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
We have that. As well, too, this past Saturday, Danica Stenberg was in London, Ontario, Canada, and she did a training on the new youth. And we had the opportunity, because Angela drove all the way to Buffalo and was able to pick up some youth, the new youth training program.
Uh-huh.
And I got mine already. I don't have to wait till the end of the month.
Listen to you, girl. Way to go. That's awesome. Do you love it?
I love it. Yes, the training was terrific. It just gives you a whole new perspective on how to do the business, how to do just, you know, and to capture their imagination as well, too.
Wonderful.
It's just fantastic. I think it's going to be, you know, it'll be much easier. For me, I'm a shy person.
Uh-huh.
And this year will just, it's just straightforward. Just, she says, you can read it off. You know, as a matter of fact, you should read it.
Great.
Well, good. No, read it. I don't have a problem. You do what you need to do until you get it down, right? But don't I love you because I don't want you to stop you.
Yes. But the thing is the people that are sitting there, they're thinking, I'd like to do that, but I can't do it as well as she can. And by reading it, they say, well, I can do that. I can do
absolutely
that. Absolutely.
Anyone could do it. Right. There you go. Good.
And I'm really pleased with your call today, your training today, because it's you've just captured my imagination as well, too.
Wonderful. Thank you, doll. Thanks. Anyone else before we close for the day? All right, everybody, go out. And this is a great comment.
If we want someone to come to the Manifest in Frisco and they're just going to drive in, and do we need to meet them at the door or what?
You need to register them, okay? Now, I don't know. You can register them as a guest. You can either – and you can do it on – you can do it – you got to do it in person is what Liddy says. When they get there. So you're going to have to meet with them. You're going to have to, you know, have your phones ready whenever they get there, and then pop out of the convention, go meet them, get their guest tag, and come back in.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Are you on the call tonight? Does that start at 7 Central? Because the outline
says... Yes. It's 7 Central. It's 8 Eastern, which is 7 Central.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
This is Silence. Thanks so much for the shift. I think it's challenging for all of us because we know we have such great products, and so many of us, you know, are tempted to lead with that. And I remember that time at the presidential conference when, you know, one girl said to somebody, you know, all you talk about is money and blah, blah, blah. But it's really true. If we can get people to build a business, we can help so many more people with their health.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Thank you for that.
And I think part of it, Silence, too, is the fact that, you know, we got stuck in that because we could tell so many testimonials, you know, in the past. It drove us because all we wanted to do is share these phenomenal testimonials. And so for years, the business wasn't even a concept. It was like, why would we ever share a business model when we have people are, you know, surviving from all these conditions and we can talk about them openly and honestly and we traipse them across stage? Well, when all of that left, it really took a big chunk, but for me, it was a healthy shift. I took years before I actually physically shifted in presenting the business consistently, but it was a shift, and there's no doubt about it that it's been a tough road to toe, but absolutely necessity, absolutely.
Yeah, if we can just get it that we're, by having a strong business, we're going to have those testimonials. I mean, they're still happening.
Oh, my gosh, they're happening everywhere.
Yeah,
and you know, and the other thing that you're going to do, this is the thing that we didn't get, or at least I should speak for myself. The thing that I didn't get was the fact that if I go out and present the business to everybody, the product is the fallback point. Mm-hmm. So I'm still going to collect a ton of consumers.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me.
Exactly.
But the ability for me to be able to have people have the option of choosing and creating, you know, capturing their imagination about having a better life, oh, my gosh. That's what I want for people, don't I? That's really what I want. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And you know, financial problems cause physical problems. I mean, they've documented how much stress can do to the body. So
it's huge.
You know,
huge.
We have the answer. So thank you so much for that.
You bet. Thanks, Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Okay, anyone else before we go? Okay, everybody. Have a great week. Go out and create some great stuff out there and just maybe put on your top of your calendar, capture people's imagination. Just keep that in your head and in your heart. And just every time you listen to somebody, just always be thinking in terms of how can I help them, you know, start dreaming a little bit again or seeing it a little bit differently, that life can be so much better for them, you know, whatever that looks like. And it doesn't mean that, just like this woman I dealt with on the three-way call, she didn't have a bad life. She had a house. She had two kids. She was a single parent raising them. She had a job. But you know what? She didn't like what she was doing. And I don't want to have people in that realm. I would like to grab onto those people and just capture their imagination so they could have something more, you know? They could love their life every moment, every day, and that's what we want to create for people. Okay, everybody, love you again, and talk to you next week. Hopefully we can do that unhypnosis next week, but, well, we don't know until we get the materials. Okay, bye-bye, and don't forget manifest. Okay, bye.
See you there.
Bye. See you there. Bye. Bye.